Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, we're now just a week away from the Chag of Purim here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. You have an extra day to wait, or 2 days. Friday you'll be hearing Kriyas HaMegillah, Shabbos you say Al HaNisim, Sunday Mishloach Monos and the Suda. If you want to come and visit us in Bet Shemesh, Friday we're celebrating the Suda, all welcome. But either way, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, that's very much our Avodah. We'd like to discuss this a little bit because this is a very often misunderstood Avodah. It's a misunderstood Avodah. What does it mean exactly, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha? Now we all know that the Gemara tells us there's really two halves of one coin. What are the two halves of one coin? Mishenichnas Av, Mama'atim b'simcha, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim b'simcha. What does that mean exactly, Mishenichnas Av, Mama'atim b'simcha? So Chazal explain, you cannot have a binyan shel simcha, you cannot plant shel simcha, we don't have bosar, we don't have yayin, we don't take a haircut, there are no weddings, a whole list of halachas, all to be found in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishenichnas Av, Mamatim B'Simcha. The Shulchan Aruch then proceeds and tells us exactly what we must do, what we must not do in the 9 days. Mishenichnas Ador Maribim B'Simcha, the other side of the coin, what are the halachas there? What do you have to do? Doesn't say. In fact, does anybody know, where does it say in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? Okay, that's the correct answer, because it doesn't say it anywhere. Lokatuv, it doesn't say it anywhere. And the reason why it doesn't say it anywhere is because there's nothing for the Shulchan Aruch to write, because there's no halachas. The Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. So Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. So of course the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha and then tells us exactly what that requires, what you must do, what you mustn't. But Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, there's nothing for the Shulchan Aruch to write. I did see that the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the great Stipler Goyen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Chodesh Adar, used to have a cup of wine every day. But that's not a halacha. That was an hoga toiva. But it doesn't say that anywhere, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, certainly not in the Shulchan Aruch or the Poiskim. So, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha is not recorded in the Shulchan Aruch at all. So therefore, we'd like to ask two fundamental questions on this whole avodah of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Why and what? So let's explain the why, let's explain the what. Why exactly, when it comes to Adar, are we Marbim B'Simcha? So most people would tell you, well, that's obvious, because they're very big Nes, the Nes of Purim. That seems a little bit difficult, because if that was the case, then why don't we say Mishenichnas Kislev Marbim B'Simcha? There was a big Nes in Kislev as well, the Nes Chanukah. Mishenichnas Nisan Marbim B'Simcha, the Nes of Pesach. So that's the why question. Why? Why are we celebrating? Why is there an added Simcha Dafke in the Chodesh Adar? That's the why. And the what is, what exactly are we supposed to be doing? Like we just explained, the Gemara doesn't tell us. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even tell us this halacha at all. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So what? What are we supposed to be doing? Why are we celebrating? And what are we supposed to be doing? And the answer, at least to the second question, must be, and this is what we're going to try and explain, Be'ezus Hashem, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha is not about doing. It's about being. It's not what you have to do, it's what you have to be. You have to be B'Simcha. Bezos Hashem will explain this. So these are the first two questions. Bishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Why exactly? What is it that generates the Simcha? Is it the Nes? But there's many Nisim throughout our calendar year. And we don't find in other months that there's an Avoida of Marbim B'Simcha. And secondly, what is it that we're supposed to be doing? Or is it that we're supposed to be feeling or being? Let's ask one more question. Rosh Chodesh Adar always, every single year, falls out in Parshas Truma. Every single year. Last week, Friday and Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Adar, Friday and Shabbos of Parshas Truma. Now that cannot be a coincidence, there must be a connection, there is a connection. This connection is explained to us by the Chidushei Horim. The Chidushei Horim was the first Ger Rebbe, G'doyle Olam, and he said the following, which we have to listen to very carefully because it sounds at first glance very strange. Parashas Truma, as we well know, heralds the beginning of the parashiyos that deal with the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash, Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pekudei. 5 weeks, those are the 5 weeks, the five parashas of Chodesh Adar, which deal entirely with the inyan of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And it all begins with Parashas Truma. In Parashas Truma, the Medrash explains the following. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an instruction, Va'osuli mikdash v'shochanti b'seichem. So I think we all know the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Moshel, famous Moshel, the Melech has his only daughter, she gets married. So the Melech says to his daughter, I have mixed feelings. I have very mixed emotions. On the one hand, I'm very excited for you. Baruch Hashem, Zeicha, to build your own home. On the other hand, I'm very sad, personally, that you're leaving my palace. So he makes a request. What's his request? Wherever you find yourselves, wherever you live, always build one room for me. I can always feel comfortable to stay with you. So too, Kaviyachol, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen carefully to the words. Bekol mokoim. In any place, Sha'atem hoyolchim, any place that you Klal Yisrael journey, Bayis Echod, one home, Asuli, make for me, She'odur b'soichoi, that I can reside in. She'odur b'soichoi, that I can reside in. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Melech to his daughter, wherever Klal Yisrael are to be found, they should always have a Beis HaMikdash. Build a home, She'odur b'soichoi. What does that word mean, She'odur? That I should reside. Said the Chidushi Horim, Chodesh Adar, as mentioned, always begins with Parashas Truma. That's where we find this Medrash. And if the Medrash says the word She'odur, She'odur b'soichos of the word Adar. Adar is almost identical to the word She'odur. She'odur Adar. So yes, there's a connection between Parashas Truma and Chodesh Adar. In fact, the whole name Chodesh Adar takes its source from that Medrash She'odur B'Soichai. Now this is obviously very difficult to understand. So, a word game. She'odur Adar, it's true, same letters, Aleph, Dalet, Reish. What's the connection? What's the Kesher? The whole Chodesh is called Adar because of that one word in the Medrash, She'odur B'Soichai. What does that mean? So we've asked three questions, and these are the questions that we're going to try Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach to answer. Number one, why Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? Why is it that we're B'Simcha? Number two, what exactly are we supposed to be doing? And thirdly, in Chodesh Adar, what did the Chidushi Orim mean when he said that the Chodesh Adar, Adar, takes its name from the word Odur, she odur b'seichai. Odur, ador. What is the connection?
It's called ador before
Pascha. Yes, it is. But that's a connection, you're right. He explains it. So in order to understand the avodah of Chodesh Adar, we really need to take a step back and understand what does Amalek stand for and how are we victorious over Amalek. If we had to ask ourselves a question, how would we summarize the entire Hashkafa, the whole philosophy of Amalek in one word, we would say Mikra. Mikra means it's just by chance, happenstance. As far as Amalek is concerned, that is their entire outlook. That's what happens in this world. How is this world run? The answer is, it's not run. Everything is just a Mikra. We're going to hear this in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow morning in the Kriyas HaTorah, Parsha Zohar, when Amalek battle against Klal Yisrael, and it says, Asher Korocho. Korocho Baderech. They just chanced upon you. Because as far as they're concerned, everything is just a chance. In fact, the whole Yom Tov that we're about to celebrate is called Purim. Did we ever wonder to ourselves, of all the names that we could have called this Yom Tov, what is Purim? Purim is the lottery. Haman, as it were, pulled out the names from the hat, and that becomes the essence of the whole Yom Tov. And the answer is, yes, it does. Why? Because that sums up the Hashkaf of Amalek. Everything is Purim. Everything is at random. Everything is just one lottery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Menahel. He's not running the world. He's not supervising the world. He's not involved in the world. Everything that happens is not the Yad Hashem. It's all a Mikra. It's all a lottery. Purim. Al Shem HaPur. Which story would you say, in all of the Megillah, many little stories within the story, which story do we most clearly see the Hashkacha Protis, the absolute turnaround? Surely we would all agree, the fact that Haman has to parade Mordechai around town is the biggest Venapoichu. Haman has a whole strategy to bring about the downfall of Mordechai, and in an instant he finds himself having to promote and be Mechabed Mordechai. You have to be blind not to see the Hashkacha Protis, to see the direct intervention, the Yad Hashem. But how does Haman see it? He comes home, and what does he tell his wife? It says in the Pasuk, Vayesaper Haman leZeresh Ishtoi. And Haman tells Zeresh, his wife, Ulokol Oyavav, and all his friends, Iskol Asher Korohu. He told them everything that just happened. Korohu, same words as Mikra. It just happened. Didn't you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show here, pulling the strings? No. It's all a Mikra. It's Kol Asher Korohu. In fact, when Haman comes to Achashverosh and he tells him, Yeshnoi am Echo, there is one nation, says the Medrash, the word Yeshnoi, do you know what Haman was really saying? Yeshnoi, Hashem is Yoshin. Hashem is sleeping. Hashem is sleeping. Do you know what that means? It means as follows. Amalek, do not deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're more than happy to agree HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Sheshes Yumei Breishis, and then what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped out of the scene, disconnected from the world, does no longer runs the world. And that's what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is Yoshein. When a person is sleeping, he's alive, but he's not active. He's not functional. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, according to the Hashkafa of Amalek, is Yoshein. He might well exist, but he has no connection to what happens to our day-to-day life. Everything is a Mikra. This is the Hashkafa of Amalek. So listen to a remarkable pirush to psukim that we all know. And amitz Hashem, next time you say these psukim, you'll think of this malbim. We all said, and we all say, during Hallel, Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. We're all familiar with these psukim. Rom al kol goyim Hashem, al hashomayim kavoidoy. Next pasuk. Mi kashem Elokeinu hamagbil oshoves hamashpil lirois bashamayim uba'aretz. We all know this psukim. Listen now to the explanation of the Malbim. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Do you know how the goyim view Hashem? And by the way, wherever it says goyim, it's a reference to Amalek. The pasuk in the Torah, Reishis Goyim Amalek. How do the Goyim, how do Amalek view HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is Rom. What does Rom mean? Rom means exalted, lofty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this holy existence where Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShomayim Kvoidoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashomayim. He's there, nothing to do with us. He might exist, but he's wrong. He's lofty, he's exalted, disconnected from us, we're disconnected from him. So how do we respond? Mi kashem Elokeinu. Do you know how we see our HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being mashpili lirois? He lowers himself to see bashomayim uba'ore. Chas v'sholem to live the hashkafa of Amalek. Chas v'sholem to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this wrong existence. Lofty, exalted, disconnected. He's bashomayim kevoidoi. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bashomayim uba'aretz. And he's running operations. And everything that happens to him, happens to us, is all being orchestrated. Does anybody know, you can calculate it quickly, what is the gematria of Amalek? Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf. Gematria? 240. 240 is the gematria of Amalek, which is the same gematria as the word Rom. Resh Mem. 240. Amalek's entire hashkafa is that everything over here is a mikra. Do you know why it's a mikra? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. Somewhere, al hashomayim kevoidei. There's another word which has gematria of 240. Suffolk. A doubt. And that's the outlook of Amalek. Everything is a suffolk. Everything is a doubt. There's no mahalach. There's no hashkocha. Less din, the less dayon, everything is rom, as a suffolk. That is the nature, that is the outlook. That's the hashkafa of Amalek. And we respond by saying, Chas v'shalom. Mi kashem Elokeinu. Not just al hashomayim kevoidei, but rather b'shomayim uba'aretz. But there was one point in our history that it would seem like that we behave like a Amalek. Because if you look back in the Chumash and Parshas Beshalach, that's where Melchemes Amalek is recorded. So we all remember the story. Klal Yisrael are in the Midbar, and they complain, where's the water? There's no Mayim. And they complain, and the Loshon of the Pasuk is, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu im ayin. Klal Yisrael complain, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean, Bekirbeinu? Inside of us, as it were, Bekirbeinu, the root letters of the word Bekirbeinu is Korah. Is he close to us, im ayin, or not? He doesn't seem to be close to us. He doesn't seem to be looking after us. Where's the Mayim? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not providing for us? They did not say Hayesh Hashem im ayin. Is there Hashem? They didn't say that. They said Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Is he controlling our lives? Is he running our lives? Is there hashkocha? Does he care about us? What does that sound like? Who's hashkocha? The hashkocha of Amalek. That's exactly Amalek's hashkocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu may well exist, but he's not the Kirbeinu. So when Klal Yisrael complain like that, what are the next two words in the pasuk? Vayavai Amalek. Amalek came to attack. Why? Now we understand. Mido keneged mido. Because if you behave like Amalek, then you're attacked by Amalek. If you complain and you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might well exist, but he's not Bekirbeinu. He's not Bekirbeinu. He's not connected to us. So what are you in fact saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. He's Bashamayim. That's Amalek's outlook. Vayavai Amalek. Mido keneged mido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. Va'asu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. We all know the famous medrash, as quoted by the Alshich. It doesn't say in the pasuk v'shochanti b'soichoi. It says b'soichom, amongst them, b'toich kol echod v'echod. The Beis HaMikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, as it were, point of connection to every individual Yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shochanti b'soichom, I'm residing right amongst you. Or as the Medrash puts it, She'odur b'soichoy. She'odur, what does odur mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, I'm residing with you. Do we now all understand that that's the opposite of Amalek? Amalek can't understand what a Beis HaMikdash is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'shochanti b'soichom, residing amongst you, but surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram Bashomayim. In fact, Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, they first have to wipe out Amalek and then build a Beis HaMikdash. That has to be the order. Because as long as Amalek are around, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash. Because Amalek are preaching the exact opposite of a Beis HaMikdash. Amalek's hashkafa is totally antithetical to the whole understanding of what the Beis HaMikdash is about. If you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom and is Bashomayim, so how can you build a Beis HaMikdash which says the exact opposite, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashochanti Basayuch? And if that's the case, we've just answered and we've explained what the Heilige Chidushe Horim meant. What did the Chidushe Horim say? That in Chodesh Adar, why is the word called Adar? Because of that Medrash, She'odur B'Seichel. It's not a play on words, Chas V'Shalom. That is the entire essence of Chodesh Adar. The entire Avodah, the Pnimius of Chodesh Adar, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Odur B'Seichel. He is indeed Bekirbeinu. If you don't feel that, if you don't believe in that, then you're behaving like Amalek. So Chas V'Shalom, it wasn't just a play on words. Chodesh Adar is all about She'odur B'Seichel. She'odur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me in, Kaviyachol. Let me reside amongst you. Let's be connected, like this Melech says to his daughter. I don't want to separate from you. I want to always have that Kesher. I always want to have that chibur. But if you behave like Amalek and you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Bekirbeinu, he's rather his Ram Bashomayim, then you can't have that Beis HaMikdash. The avodah in Chodesh Adar is to feel that connection. To allow, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekirbeinu V'odur B'Soichoy. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shochanti B'Soicham B'Soich Kol Echod V'Echod. And that is the entire essence of Chodesh Adar. Adar because of Odur B'Soichoy. If we understand what the Hashkaf of Amalek is, as we've just explained, now we can move forward one stage and understand, therefore, how we can be victorious over Amalek. And we were victorious twice. Once in the Milchemes Amalek, once in the Nes of Purim, and we're going to see now it was exactly the same recipe for success. Exactly the same recipe for success. The Nitzachon, the victory over Amalek, in one word, came about through Tefillah. Let me read you one line of the Maharal. The Maharal has a pirish to the Megillah, and it's called Oir Chodosh, and he says, Hatzolas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, salvation, Begu'ula Zeh, in this Geula of Purim, Hoyo Mikoyach HaTfilah. And then he adds, V'zeh Inyan HaMegillah. That is the entire Inyan of the Megillah. If you want to know what the essence of the Megillah is, it's such a intricate, complex story with so many yesodos, says the Maral. But the Inyan of the Megillah is Tfilah. That's what it's all about. Let me share with you a medrash, which is a frightening medrash, but we have to know it. Says the medrash, Omar Rabbi Shmuel. Says Rabbi Shmuel, there were 18,500 people in Klal Yisrael who attended the Mishta of Achashverosh. And what happened there? They ate, they drank, they became shikoyer, they were over averus. Says the Medrash, the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ad Mosai, until when are you going to be connected to this nation? They're no longer behaving like the chosen Am HaNivchor. Im Ratzoincha, says the Satan, I would advise you, wipe them out. Wipe them out. And you know what the Medrash says? HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeSatan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, Hove li Megillah. Bring me a Megillah. Bring me a parchment. Ve'echtoiv oleho. And I will write on it, clear. Clear means wipe out. Total annihilation. It's a frightening medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctioned the annihilation of Klal Yisrael. So off goes the Satan, Ba'isai Shah, at that moment, Holach HaSatan, and he goes and he brings a Megillah and he writes on it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed a death sentence on Klal Yisrael. Omar le Moshe le Eliyahu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eliyahu Novi, Yesh Adam Kosher Ba'isai Hadoi. Is there an Adam Kosher? Is there a Tzaddik? Maybe somebody can save Klal Yisrael. Says Eliyahu Novi, Omar le Yesh. Yes, there is. Ushmoi Mordechai. And he gives him instruction quickly, summons Mordechai, Kidei Sheyamoy, that he should stand up there, Misham on planet Earth, Bitfilah. Says Eliyahu HaNavi, and I in Shomayim will do the same, V'nevakesh Rachamim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the Medrash telling us? That really our story should have ended. When it came to Purim, Klal Yisrael went off the derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctioned total wipeout and annihilation of Klal Yisrael. And what saved the day? Koyach HaTfilah. Mordechai, with Esther, Tzumu Alai, fast, have a yom of Tfilah, Eliyahu HaNavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koyach of Tfilah, brought her out the whole Benapli. That's what saved the day. As it says in the Megillah, Vayizak Zo'oko gudoyla ubora, they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the koyach of tefillah. But I think we all now understand why that's the case. What is tefillah? What is the essence? What is the avodah? What are we expressing when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you know what we're expressing? That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you live a life and a hashkafa of Amalek, you can never daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why not? Why are you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He doesn't run anything that happens over here, Ba'aretz. He's Ron Bashomayim. Tefillah is the avodah in which we express that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atocheinu, Adon Bas. Refainu. Shema Koleinu. Borech Oleinu. Why are you turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't believe and you don't feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As Rabbeinu Yoino writes in the beginning of Brochus, Mi she'enoi boiteyach boi. If somebody doesn't have the midah bitochoin, lo yevakesh mimenu klum. You won't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu of anything. What is bitochin? Many people mistranslate the word bitochin. Belief or faith or trust, bitochin means to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They asked the Vilna Goyim, what is the definition of bitochin? And he said, looking to him, when Dovid HaMelech described it so beautifully as Kegomu Alei Imoi, the child in the loving hands of its mother. Doesn't mean that the child has an easy time. The child is sometimes in pain. The child is sometimes in distress. But he's feeling secure and reliant on the mother. Why? Because he's connected to her and she's connected to him. When a person davens to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is the greatest expression of bitochin. That's the greatest manifestation of that feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the way to overcome Amalek has to be through tefillah. Has to be through tefillah. If Amalek's whole hashkafa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ron Bashomayim, so why are you turning to him? He's not Bekir Beinu, he's not Odur Besoicha, he's not Beshochanti Besoicham, so why are you talking to him? He's not connected to you, you're not connected to him, he doesn't run anything that happens, it's all a mikra, it's all a sofek. So why are you davening? And the answer is because we don't live a life of Amalek. Timche ezecher Amalek. We have to wipe out that hashkafa. And we have to live a life of bitochin. You know, the Chazon Ish in his sefer has a very famous sefer called Emunah and Bitochin. Do you know how he defines bitochin? He says that many people make a mistake. That's what he writes. There's a very famous mistake and he discusses it there. What bitochin really means, but he says really it could be summed up into three words. Ein mikra ba'olam. Ein mikra ba'olam. That's bitochin. Bitochin is nothing is a mikra. It's all being lovingly run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Amalek are the nation that say everything is the mikra, so of course we understand that Amalek and bitochin are two polar opposites. Bitochin means to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein mikra ba'olam. Nothing is a happenstance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and directing every little thing that happens in our life. He's b'shochanti b'soicham. He's b'kirbeinu. He's odur b'soichai. Amalek, they don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is odur b'soichai. To the contrary, they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram. 240. Amalek, Safek, doubt. Everything is a mikra. And therefore, the only way that you can overcome Amalek is through the koyach of tefillah. And you know something? If we understood that, Achashverosh also understood that. Because when Haman came to Achashverosh and he said, let's wipe out Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash that Achashverosh responded, but Yisrael nikru kroivim. They're craving, they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein umo kroiva l'Akadosh Baruch Hu Elo Yisrael. There's no nation who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Klal Yisrael. As it says, Koroi v'Hashem l'chol koirov. If you just call out to him, what does it mean to call out? If you daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there listening. Says Achashverosh, he is the shalit. He is the ruler. Now listen to these incredible words. Ba'elyoinim u'betachtoinim. Isn't that exactly the same as Bashomayim uba'aretz? Come on, you have no chance. Because if Klal Yisrael feel that kirva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that kirva, but there's a condition, Korei Vashem L'chol Kirov, just call out to him. Feel that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to you. He's Adur B'Seichai. He's Bekir Beinu. He's V'Shochanti B'Seichai. That's how you get rid of Amalek. That's how you get rid of Amalek. In fact, next week in Mitzvah Hashem on Tanis Esther, we say the Perek of Tehillim, L'matzeach al'ayelas ha'shacha, Keili keili lomo azavtoni. How does it carry on there? Becho botchu avoiseinu. Our avois, which avois? You know what the Medrash says? Eilu Mordechai v'Esther. Becho botchu avoiseinu. Eilu Mordechai v'Esther. With the koyach of bitochaim. The parrot continues, Eilecho zoaku, they cry out with the koyach of tefillah. That is bitochaim. That's how they vanquished Amalek. The nitzochain over Amalek has to come through bitochain and tefillah to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it was in the Purim story, and that's what it was in the Milchemes Amalek. As the Torah writes, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael were successful. So what does the Mishnah say? V'chiyogo shel Moshe oiseis milchama. Can the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu bring about a victory in Milchama? What does the Mishnah answer? No, they can't. Rather, what happened? When he lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael were mistaklim klapei ma'ala. They looked heavenwards and they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 1 second. What was the question of the Mishnah? What was the question? Can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands bring about a Milchama? Why not? What brought around Kriyas Yamsuf? Nateyas Yotcho, it says. What brought about the Makkos? Tzardeya, Boros, Choshech. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Nateyas Yotcho. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands clearly were capable of performing miracles. So what's so hard to understand? Why can't Moshe Rabbeinu's hands bring about a victory in Milchama as well? What was the question of the Mishnah? And the answer is, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands can bring about miracles, but they can't bring about tshuva. And if Klal Yisrael were over an Aveira, which Aveira? When they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Bekir Beinu, he's not amongst us. So what is the tshuva for that? Tila. To turn. Mistaklim klapamayla. Not Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu's hands can produce miracles, but they can't produce tshuva. Klal Yisrael have to fix up that chait. And if they said, Bekir Beinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not amongst us, and they behave like Amalek, so how do they bring about a Nitzochain? To fix that up. And to express that recognition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekir Beinu. Istaklu klapei ma'ala. Why are you looking up at the Shemayim if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong? He's not wrong. He's Bekir Beinu. He's Odur. Odur b'soichai v'shochanti b'soichai. So we see the remarkable parallel over here. It was the exact same recipe for success. How were Klal Yisrael victorious over Amalek in the Milchemes Amalek? When they were mistakel klapei ma'ala with tefillah. How were they victorious in the Purim story? They cried out, b'chol botchu, that koyach of bitochein. Mordechai, Elio Anovi, Moshe Rabbeinu, with a koyach of tefillah. That's how you overcome Amalek. And that's how we understand, by the way, the whole essence of Tainus Esther. Did you ever notice, if Purim falls out on a Sunday, And Tanis Esther really should be the day before, on Shabbos. But we don't fast on Shabbos. So what do? We bring it forward to Thursday. Why do you bring it forward? Any other fast, Tisha B'Av, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, when it falls out on Shabbos, we don't bring it forward, we push it off to Sunday. So why do we do that over here as well? Purim should be on a Sunday, and after that we should have Tanis Esther. And the answer is you can't, because Tanis Esther, unlike other Tanisim, the other Tanisim are days of Avelus, they're sad days. We don't want to bring forward a sad day, we'd rather push it off. But Tanis Esther is not a sad day. It's a Yom of Tefillah. Sumo Alai. That has to be the Hakdamah to Purim. You cannot have a Purim without a Tanis Esther that precedes it. What exactly are you going to celebrate? What are you going to celebrate? The Nitzachon over Amalek? But how did that come about? Through Tefillah. So that's the recipe. That's the Mahalach. Tanis Esther followed by Purim. So let's come back now to where we started. We've explained now Ba'omek that the Hashkafa of Amalek is that there's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. Everything is a mikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashomayim. What is our Hashkafa? The exact opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashomayim Uba'aretz. And that's why with our Midah of Bitochin, we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel that connection. Like the young baby in the cradling arms of his mother feels that kirub of Korev Hashem l'chol kairov. If the avoider of Chodesh Adar is to allow, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be odur b'soichai, that midah of bitochen, of reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that he's not disconnected. To the contrary, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the midah, that's the avoider of bitochen. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Uboi Sidbok. You should cling, be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Oir Someach, Rameh Simcha Koyen. Do you know what that is? Zu Mitzvahs Bitochin. Bitochin is to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the avoida of Chodesh Ador. If that's the case, I think we've now understood Mishenichnas Ador Marabim B'Simcha. The essence of simcha is misunderstood. Simcha does not mean fun. It doesn't say Mishenichnas Ador Marbim B'Fun. Marbim B'Simcha. What is it that brings about simcha? In the American Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're always pursuing it, but they never get there. Do you know why they never get there? Because they don't learn Chivas Halvavos Shar Habitochin. Because in the opening perek, it's before perek Aleph. It's the Hakdama. In the introduction to the Shara Bitochin, says Rabbeinu Chivas Halvavos, and I'll read the words. V'habiteach bokeo. If somebody is only reliant and feels that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koil asher yevoyenu, anything that happens to him, may eisu elokim, it's all from Hashem, it's not a mikra, I'm totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the way you feel, if that's the way you live your life, yihye loy l'sosoinu l'simcha. What brings about simcha? Connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're dobuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in the best possible hands, I feel that close, intimate connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeloi sosim v'simcha. Have any of you ever learned, I'm sure you have, the Sefer Orchas Tzadikim. Orchas Tzadikim, as we know, goes through all the various midos, Shar this, Shar HaGaiva, Shar HaNova. If you want to look for a very lengthy, lengthy discussion all about bitochin, do you know which Shah you'll find it in? Shar HaSimcha. Shar HaSimcha. He discusses bitochin ba'arichos page after page after page after page, and then he says, Nachzor le'inyin ha-simcha. Now let's come back to simcha. Ki ha-maimin b'leiv sholem v'ha-boiteach. If somebody has emunah u'bitochon, hu someach lo'olam. Doesn't mean he has an easy life. Doesn't mean things are always pink and rosy. Sometimes it's dark. But what do we do in the darkness? Lahagid baboiker chastecho ve'emunoscho balilos. We have the emunah. And if you have the emunah, you feel that connection, and then you're someach lo'olam. And I think really everything we've discussed is all a posuk in the Eilige Sefer Tehillim. When David HaMelech in Perek Tezayin tells us, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. What does it mean, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid? I place HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there in front of me. Tomid, always. David HaMelech had a very difficult, challenging life. But he always had HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenegdi. What does it mean, lenegdi? Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wrong. Bashomayim, he's lemegdi tovid, he's always with me. And what's the next pasuk? Lochein somach libi. That's it. There it is. That's the recipe for simcha. Shivisi Hashem lemegdi tovid. If you only feel, live, experience that dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which as mentioned, is manifest in the koyach of tefillah, lochein somach libi. We asked, Mishen Nichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha, why and what? Why? Why are we celebrating this Simcha? Because as a nes, there were many nisim. We're celebrating the Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chodesh Ador is all about being Odur B'Soichoy, and that's what generates Simcha. So what do we have to do? It's not about doing. It's all about being. It's all about actions. Do this, eat this. No. Being connected. Mishnichnas ador marbim bebitochim. Which, as mentioned, the biggest manifestation of that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koyach of tefillah. The more we get into a habit, not just three times a day, shacharis, mincha, and marbim. Not just three times a day. We all walk in the street sometimes. We all find ourselves by ourselves for a few minutes. Get into a habit of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way you feel the connection, and that way you'll be the simcha. I'm going to say something a bit sharp. We all know, unfortunately, people who are not cheerful people. People are always in a mood, always angry, insulted, oversensitive. Those people are not living a life of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you only have the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Lachein Samach Libi. Somebody upset me. Things didn't go exactly the way I wanted it. I'm in the best possible hands, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel so close. It's the best thing for me. Lochein somach libi, somach libi. Mishenichnas ador, Mishenichnas ador, marbim besimcha is not about doing things, it's about being. Get used to it. I know we spoke about this earlier on in the year. It's a tremendous midah, avoided to get used to when it's not difficult. Next time you walk in the street, next time you find yourself by yourself, you're walking. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can walk. Not everybody can walk. Thank you, I can see. Thank you, I have family. Thank you, I have a family. Thank you, I have friends. Just get used to that habit. I think maybe I once told you that during Corona, I was talking to my children around the Friday night table. I said, Kinderlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's turned the whole world upside down, me included. He's calling out to us. He's running the show. He wants us to be connected to him. He wants us to be connected to him. So let's get used to this habit. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the streets as well. So one of my little daughters says to me, says, you know, Daddy, I'm very excited about Corona. You're excited about Corona? Then you're the first person I've met who's excited about Corona. She says, yeah. She says, I love talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I always want to talk to him in the street as well, but I'm embarrassed. I start talking in the street. People think I've gone crazy. She says, Baruch Hashem, now we don't have to be embarrassed because everybody's wearing masks. So you can't see. There's nothing embarrassing about talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what brings simcha. Mishenichnas ador marbim besimcha is not about doing. It's about being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'odur. Odur is not a play on words. Chodesh Ador is about odur b'soichoi. To fix up that chait, chas v'sholem, to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not b'kirbeinu. L'cho botchu avoyseinu. The more we mechazik the avoyda of tefillah, getting used to that connection, to feel shivisi Hashem l'negdi somed, guaranteed success. Lochein somach libi. We should all be zeichem mitz Hashem to feel that dveikus, to express our close connection, korev Hashem l'chol korev, and that way we will be mekayim mishenichnas ador marbim b'simcha.